Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You never really know someone until you find out what they've buried. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Judge Kevin Mullins, he is the judge who lost his life at the hands of Lector County, Kentucky Sheriff, former Sheriff, I should say, Sean Mickey Steins. It was a bizarre situation. The two friends for quite some time, a good chunk of life, actually, going out to lunch before the shooting took place. And then caught on camera, they look at something on the judge's phone, and a weapon is drawn, and a man's life ended. Why? How? What happened here? Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, joining me to discuss. Do we know anything more about what is going on in this case? I know the initial statement was made that the sheriff was in extreme emotional distress. Something triggered him. But what, I guess, is the question?
Well, you know, the rumors that are swirling in that town have been addressed and put forth by so many members of the community. One of the preachers in the area has said, listen, we need to suppress all that. It's very difficult for the family to hear and to discuss. And some people saying it's very true, some people saying it's not true in terms of the judge's possible relationship with one of the children of the sheriff. None of that has been authenticated by law enforcement. So we, other than speculation and rumor, we don't know of any of that to be true. But I can tell you from a law enforcement perspective, there is a very significant triggering thing that happened to cause the sheriff that had been in law enforcement for years without incident, who was good friends. In fact, at one point, Tony, it's my understanding, they were married to sisters. They were very, very close. And to turn, and I know you've probably seen the footage, as has your audience, but he walks in there. It's so deliberate and calculated, turns, faces him. This isn't a, you know, a ambush from behind. He wants him to look straight into his face, shoots him, and then as he's leaving, turns back around and shoots some more. He wants to make sure that, you know, the job is done, and then, you know, voluntarily, you know, gives up his firearm and basically, you know, doesn't do anything to hide what he's done or run or so this wasn't calculated to me. This was something that was triggered very quickly.
And something that, you know, I would say he probably believed he was in the right and that this is, was called for in his mind at that moment in time, based on whatever they were looking at on that phone. And that is the big question, which I'm sure we will eventually find out once this actually makes it to court. But until then, It is all speculation. Is it a great idea, though, for like the local preacher to be saying, let's not talk about this? It's hard to discuss. Like, I get that. But at the same point, maybe we should be discussing this. Maybe things should be dug into right now. If not now, when? So maybe some truth can come to light. Maybe some other people can hear stories. Maybe other people can come out if there is more to it. Because especially when you talk about things, and again, all speculation, but when you talk about things, relationships, adults with minors and things like that, and I'm not saying he had that because we just don't know, but oftentimes folks who are doing that are often involved with more than just one person. So I don't know that it's a great idea to say, let's you know, it hurts everybody's feelings. It does, but yeah, we do need facts here.
Yes, I mean, law enforcement is going to be all over this in terms of digging deep into everybody's phone records that were in this inner circle. And again, we don't know that this was the situation. I can think of so many other things that could have been on the phone. But as I always say, at the root of every ounce of rumor is an ounce of truth.
Yeah.
Not completely. I mean, what if the phone was used and was thought to be that of the daughter, but was really being utilized by the wife to communicate,
yeah,
right? And then that was what the issue was. Or what if there were photos that were seen and not even communications? We just really don't know right now. But I found it very interesting that the preacher did make those announcements. And it seems to have quelled some of the rumor mill, at least to some degree.
Yeah. There's so many questions as to what took place here. How do you think, number one, that this will make it to trial, considering just how blatant it is that, you know, it's on video, he shot him. There's no question that he shot him. I know he's pled not guilty, but are we going to see this go to trial with some sort of defense of emotional distress or something of that nature?
I think it'll go to trial unless he gets offered some sort of plum deal, mm-hmm, a plum deal like, manslaughter, 5 years, time served, some plum deal like that. Because I think the sheriff would take something like that. I think he realized that even though he did something, I think he believes he was sort of authorized by a greater being to do. Mm-hmm. I think that he understands there's going to be some sort of punishment.
Yeah.
And I think he would take a reasonable punishment. But I don't think other than a plum deal, he'll take an offer. I see him possibly going to trial, especially if it is egregious circumstances, yeah, like what's flying around. Because if it is, you're going to have a lot of people in that jury box that may just say, I would do that.
Yeah. I mean, I think if it does play out the way that the rumors have been flying around, I think you'd have a lot of dads and such who would be like, yeah, I'd do the same thing too if I found out that information. But again, we just don't know. We don't know what happened. And it might have absolutely nothing to do with the daughter and the family. I mean, there could have been some other horrible stressor in this man's life at that moment in time that could have pushed him over the edge as well. It may or may not even involve that judge. That's just what we do not know. How and when do you think we will find out more answers to the mysteries in this case?
Well, I think we'll find out sooner rather than later. And this is why, as far as I know, there's been no gag order. There's been no protective order. And so as court documents start to fly and we start seeing discovery, that's when we're going to start seeing things come out. Now, will the judge in this matter, put a protective order or a gag order in place? That well could happen. I mean, this is a small community. I also look for a venue change. I mean, everyone in this little town would know the sheriff and the judge, or would have had some interaction, at least to some degree, even if it was just seeing them on television or seeing their signs or having somebody they know arrested or something good done, right? By the sheriff and his officers, you know? So I would think a change of venue would be happen. And when that happens, you're going to have hearings. And, you know, unless they do what they did in Delphi, which is so rare, we're going to be able to see what they have to say.
It's going to be very interesting. And there was already calls for possibly the death penalty in this case for the sheriff. Is that jumping the gun a bit on this? I mean, obviously, someone's life did end. But if we are talking about some sort of trauma that he experienced or just shocking, horrible information, do we go into death penalty territory then?
Well, it was a cold-blooded murder. It's caught on tape. So part of the parameters of considering a death penalty is the strength of evidence. And there's really no stronger case than when you see a murder on film.
True.
And then you take also into account that he's a sheriff's officer, so he knows right from wrong. Yeah. So you take that into account. But as you said, was this a moment of temporary insanity due to an impassioned feeling or belief regarding a situation? Is that mitigating? And that's, of course, what will be argued.
Yeah.
And was it mitigating enough to get him off the hook in a jury's eyes?
It's so interesting to see how the community reacts to whatever the reason is and how easy it is for them to pick sides on something like this. I mean, it could be very, very obvious what side one would want to be on once we find out the answers to what took place here, or it could put everybody in the middle and you could end up with another situation similar to Karen Reed, I suppose.
Yeah, and it also, what if we never find out?
Yeah.
What if they can't find anything? I mean, I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Yeah.
I don't think that will necessarily be the case, but what if it is? What if we never know? Then you do have a death penalty case. Then you do have probably a very easy conviction. But I just think there's something much more to this. I think this is an onion and we've seen layer one.
Yeah, I mean, one would have to guess this man has already spoken to investigators and given his reason for acting the way he did. But we have yet to figure out exactly what that is. And hopefully we find out soon for the sake of everybody in that community. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and feast on the good stuff.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.